Stagbis is dictating on Ronald Frankovich, F as in Frank, FRANKOVICH, Frankovich, Ronald, RONALD. Ronald Frankovich, date of birth 6/7/66, date of visit 2/28/25. Please make a copy for Monique Medina. Monique, MONIQUE, Medina, MEDINA, PA-C. Next. Dear Monique, thank you for sending Ronald Frankovich for primary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is lung nodules and cough. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 58-year-old male who has had intermittent coughing spells, has been sent for a chest CT. In November of 24, and the chest CT showed multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules, and one of the nodules in the posterior lateral left upper lobe had increased in size, measuring 13.5 millimeters compared to 7 millimeters previously, period. The other nodules were unchanged, period. The patient was then sent for a CT-guided biopsy of the left lung nodule since his PET CT showed a hypermetabolic left upper lobe lung nodule with increase in size. The period. The patient did have a CT-guided biopsy on 2/3/25, and the pathology was reportedly showing a necrotizing granulomatous inflammation, and the initial stains on the granuloma showed no evidence of AFP or fungi or bacteria, period. The post-biopsy chest X-ray showed no new, showed a tiny pneumothorax on the left. The patient presently has some cough and wheezing, denies weight loss, fevers, or chills, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for a tonsillectomy remotely. He has had bronchitis in the past. And has history of asthma and depression, period. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years. And denies alcohol intake, period. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had COPD, father died of heart disease. Next paragraph, med list included Trelegy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff daily. Albuterol inhaler, two puffs, PRN. Meloxicam, 15 milligrams daily. Zolpidem, 10 milligrams HS. And terbinafine. Two 50 milligram tablets daily per fungi nail. Next paragraph, physical exam. System review. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough, denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. He has hoarseness and postnasal drip. He has hay fever and asthma. He has fatigue but no weight loss. He has double vision. He has no bruising or joint, I'm sorry, no bruising or enlarged glands. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has numbness of the extremities, no headaches or blackouts, no skin rash, no itching. He has depression and anxiety. Next, physical exam. This well-built, middle-aged white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 128/80. Pulse 65. This patient's 16. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 204. Saturation 95. HEND abnormal cephalic pupils are reactive. Clear over clear throat. Mild injected. He has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Expired rhesus in the upper chest. No crackles. Heart seems irregular, S1 and S2, no murmured, S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Multiple bilateral lung nodules with enlarging left upper lobe nodule. And number 2 is granulomatous disease. Rule out atypical mycobacterial infection versus fungal infection, period. Number 3 is COPD, and number 4 is reactive airway disease. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised that a complete pulmonary function study needs to be performed. We need to have cultures from lung washings, and thus a bronchoscopy will be arranged to evaluate him for any mycobacterial disease and or malignancy. A CBC sed rate and a quantiferon blood test to be obtained. And the patient will be advised to continue with albuterol and Trelegy inhalers. And a follow-up visit here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Monique Medina, MEDINATA-C.